three Indonesian Sunday school teachers are released from prison. A group is using a creative approach to evangelism in India, and a ministry releases a new tool addressing modern-day slavery in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are celebrating the early release of three Christian women from an Indonesian prison. The women were arrested in 2005 on false accusations that they were illegally converting Muslim children to Christianity in their Sunday school classes. The children's parents had given them permission to attend. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Muslims planned a protest, but violence was avoided.
Local officials at the jail moved their release time from 9 a.m. up to 6 a.m. so that those radicals would not be present. And so the ladies were able to be released unharmed, unscathed, and returned to their families. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
The women are grateful for the letter-writing campaign. Muller says that through their suffering for Christ,
our reality, our spiritual understanding of the nature of the church is increased, and we're able to see how indeed we are connected at a deep spiritual level with each other.
Pray for God's protection as they continue their lives. Next, the president of Asian Access, Doug Birdsall, has been with Asian Access for 28 years. He was named president in 1991. That will be coming to an end this fall, says Birdsall.
I accepted the leadership of the Luzon Committee for World Evangelization with the thought that I would be able to continue my work with Asian Access while doing the Luzon job. But as both ministries have grown, I've realized that both require the undivided attention of the leader, and I can't do that for both organizations.
So he'll focus on Luzon full-time. In 91, Birdsall says Asian Access was only working in Japan. As they focused on their strengths, that changed.
Our greatest strength was in the area of leadership development and church multiplication. And it was really by developing an even greater competency in leadership development that we were able to take that model and begin developing it in 20 countries across Asia.
You're listening to Mission Network News.
The vast majority of people that are in non-Christian faith don't know personally a Christian.
That's complicated by a push toward an Indian Hindu state. AMG International's Paul Jenks says they've taken out evangelistic ads in periodicals as a creative answer to the pressure.
It has to be through some other media that they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We found that newspaper evangelism very effective because faith comes by hearing the word of God. A person who is able to read the newspaper obviously has the literacy skills to be able to study God's word.
Jenks says they're focused on Telugu readers in Andhra Pradesh state.
When we respond to those that write in, we send the material out in such a way that it wouldn't bring undue attention to the recipient, and then they can read the material in the privacy of their home or in a place where they would feel safe, and many times the Lord speaks to them through the written word.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries is now offering a DVD that can help people understand the problem of modern-day slavery in idol shrines. The DVD, produced by Great Commission Resources, shows scenes from actual liberation ceremonies of slaves called Turkosi in Ghana, West Africa. ECM also provides resources that can help believers respond effectively. ECM shows the love of Christ in practical ways while also fighting the practice throughout the continent. And Cure International is looking for plastic and reconstructive surgeons who want to visit their partnering hospitals in Africa. Teams are needed for 1 or 2 week periods to help with cleft lip and palate surgeries. Specialists can teach national residents and surgeons the latest techniques while helping children. Spiritual discipleship is a normal part of their process, much like medical follow-up. Cure is also developing surgical training programs in cooperation with Smile Train. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.